I made the U.S. ski team my senior year of high school, and so this will be my sixth year. As soon as I could walk, and my brother as well, we were walking around either on our carpet or out in our backyard on little skis that you could literally strap onto your snow boots. And then after that, we spent every weekend up at the ski area from the time I was 3 to until we moved to Colorado for a couple years. My brother and I have always been really close because a lot of times we were the only other kids to play with. I remember we would bundle up with goggles and Carhartt jackets and go have BB gun fights, or find like axes and machetes and go smashing through the forest just for fun. You know, nothing that was actually harmful to anyone, but could have ended up probably worse than they did. Climbing trees, fishing, we built boats and went up, took them up to the lakes, whatever kept us busy. We were always outside. We didn't really have a TV or video games or anything. We were always more with outdoor activities, which is why I think one of the big things Wyoming is really special that way, because I think that's how everyone has to grow up in a way. I started skiing just for fun with my family. I guess I always just grew up around gates and racing and had my dad as my coach, and my brother was, you know, did everything he did, or tried to at least. And then we started traveling to races when I was 8, more just for fun. And then my brother and I actually ended up doing really well, so we kept doing it. And a few years later, we ended up moving to Steamboat Springs for basically middle school and high school. Bigger schools, bigger mountain, big ski program. Then we moved back to Wyoming, so it's like, I'm not home very much, but when I am home, it's a nice place to come and rest. I spend the summers in Park City, Utah, and take classes at Westminster College in Salt Lake, and then mostly just doing physical training, because that's where the U.S. ski team is based. And then during the winter, I'm anywhere from Chile to Europe to Canada to Maine, California. It's kind of been an adventure. I've been hurt a lot in the last few years, too. So it's both instilled my love for it and also kind of shown me the hardest parts of it. In 2011, I tore my ACL, MCL, meniscus, and I think that's it, and had surgery and had to take almost a full year off of skiing. I obviously wanted to have the best, fastest recovery that anyone had ever had. And then it ended up taking a couple more months. And that's kind of been a theme throughout all of my injuries as well. But I managed to come back stronger and better and took a couple months longer, I think, than I wanted, which was hard. And then last season, last January, I did the same thing to my same knee again when I was in Austria and had to fly home, have surgery. And that was a tough one because I was having a really promising season and I was going into an Olympic year. And so I missed the rest of the season and then came back this year. My season kind of came down to the last couple weeks, which was kind of scary. So now I had a really good end of the season and re-qualified for the U.S. team. And we always kind of joke on our team that ski racing makes you grow up really fast until you're about 18 or 20, and then we all just kind of plateau. Our maturity doesn't really change too much since then. So in a lot of ways, I think that we've had to grow up a little faster, and being hurt and having to go through some of those experiences earlier than most people do makes you see the world a little bit differently.